Today's episode is made possible by Affinity Solutions. Unlock your business's potential with actionable insights into consumer spending, powered by Affinity Solutions. With exclusive insights from over 140 million cards, Affinity Solutions showcases consumer purchase behavior with unprecedented clarity. Seize the opportunity to reshape your strategy with accuracy, execute with precision, and measure with confidence. Affinity Solutions equips you to outperform in today's competitive landscape. Step into the future of analytics with Affinity Solutions today.
So it's kind of tricky to say without seeing exactly how it would work, but we have seen in this country quite a lot of kind of online car dealerships are working quite well and giving people a lot more choice of vehicle than they might get just going down sort of look to their local car dealer.
Hello everyone and welcome to the Great Big Advertising, Media and Retail Quiz of the Month Finals, December 2023, a special episode of the Behind the Numbers Daily, an e-marketer podcast made possible by Affinity Solutions. This is our monthly show that discusses the biggest trends of the moment and the newest research and bundles it up into a quiz with some analysis sprinkled in. I'm still your host, Marcus Johnson. How does this episode work? How's it been working? Well, it's a big game show, and for most of the year, three of our analyst teams, one, media and advertising, two, retail, and three, social and tech, have been facing off each month. We've been keeping a running score that ended up with everyone tied after November. So every team made today's December finals. Today's winner gets a gift card for each of their team members, each of the people on their desk, and of course gets to claim the most coveted award in all the land, the Victoria Cup, a trophy designed in pottery class by our very own Victoria, who edits the show. So you get to win a real cup and gift cards for everyone. A quiz has three rounds. Whoever has the most points takes the trophy. So let's meet this month's contestants who are representing the different teams. No pressure. But if you lose, your respective teams get nothing. Holding the torch for the digital advertising and media team, senior analyst based in Virginia, it's Evelyn Mitchell-Wolf.
Whoop whoop. Go team.
Hello. Okay. Competing for the retail team, senior analyst based on the south coast of England, Karina Perkins.
Hi, Marcus. Very excited to be here.
Hello. And finally, repping the social and tech team, principal analyst who heads up our ad media and tech desks based in New Jersey, it's Yuri Wormser.
Hey, Marcus, how are you?
Hello, hello. Very good, sir. So, listeners, you can join in, keep track of your points total, or match your scores against these three folks at the end to see if you beat them. That was, so, the overall super-duper point scores, everyone was tied on 16. So that's why everyone is here for the finals. For the in-game scores, everyone starts on zero. So whoever wins this in-game quiz will win the trophy, the gift cards, everything. Victoria, who edits the show, will be keeping score. All right, folks, round one. I never knew that. In this round, we discuss the biggest stories of the moment with a question tied to each. Folks have 5 seconds to send me their answers via Slack. 1 point if you're correct. 4 questions, 1 story, 1 related question. Let's do it. For our first story, talking about buying a car on Amazon. Next year, shoppers will be able to buy cars on Amazon. Customers will be able to search based on location, model, color, features, etc. Check out on Amazon and then either pick up their new car themselves or have the local dealership deliver it. The question is, which car maker will be the first to sell on Amazon? Which car maker will be the first to sell on Amazon? Okay. Karina guesses Ford. Evelyn says Hyundai. And Yuri says Tesla? Question mark. The correct answer is Hyundai. Hyundai?
I don't know. And I don't know how to spell it either. So I'm glad you could read what I wrote.
Close enough. Evelyn gets 1 point. It is indeed Hyundai. Hyundai. So we spoke about this on a previous episode. Karina, you cover retail for us. What do you think about how people in England might feel about this? Can you see them buying cars on Amazon?
I think more and more people are buying cars online, so I don't think it's outside the realm of possibility. I think it would all come down to whether Amazon does genuinely kind of remove some of those pain points of buying a vehicle or not.
So it's kind of tricky to say without seeing exactly how it would work. But we have seen in this country quite a lot of kind of online car dealerships are working quite well and giving people a lot more choice of vehicle than they might get just going down sort of to their local car dealer.
Mm-hmm. It does seem as though Amazon's kind of playing a little bit of chess here, perhaps. So Maury Backman was noting in the Motley Fool that in 2025, customers who buy a next generation Hyundai will be able to use Alexa to play music and podcasts, set reminders, report on traffic and weather whilst they're driving, whilst they're in one of these cars, and of course, adjust their home's heat and air conditioning from the road if you've got all that stuff set up. So it seems like there's a wider connected car play here. Yuri, what do you make of that? Do you think you see that being a potential selling point for folks?
I mean, Amazon's trying to get a foothold in the connected car, and they're way behind other players such as Google. Mm. And when you're talking about mirrored systems like CarPlay, you know, they're even further behind. So I could see some sort of arrangement between Hyundai and Amazon where they cooperate with each other in multiple areas.
Yeah. All right, folks, let's move to our second question of the round. The Sam Altman and OpenAI fiasco is what we're talking about. OpenAI chief Sam Altman was ousted on Friday, November 17th, because the board said his behavior and lack of transparency with them undermined their ability to supervise the company. The company's CTO was named interim chief executive shortly after. She was replaced a day later with the former chief executive of Twitch. Microsoft, OpenAI's biggest investor, offered Mr. Altman a job. Almost all of OpenAI's employees said they would quit if Mr. Altman was not reinstated. So he was reinstated less than a week after all of this started on Friday, November 17th. Why did all this happen? It appears as though some at the company were worried about the pace of its AI development and Mr. Altman's lack of transparency. The question is, what is the name of Amazon's latest Gen AI assistant for businesses? What is the name of Amazon's latest Gen AI assistant for businesses?
Oh no.
I'll give you a hint because everyone looks blank. It's a letter. It's a single letter. Oh no. This should have been a video podcast. The facial expressions of you guys trying to think of answers is amazing. Karina says A, Evelyn says Q, and Yuri says Q. Q is the correct answer.
Oh my gosh.
So Evelyn,
yo, I had a 1 out of 26 shot there. And I, wow.
Is the correct answer. It's supposed to stand for question. There'll be some reference to the word question. So Evelyn and Yuri get a point each for that. Yuri, any thoughts on this or generative AI assistance for businesses in general? Do you see that being maybe more of an area than Gen AI assistance for consumers? Is that where it's going to take off first?
I mean, I definitely think you're seeing Gen AI in business all over the place. Copilots are, a lot of them are geared for business use cases.
Mm-hmm. Microsoft, yep.
I think you're going to see a lot of internal, you know, enterprise use cases as well. Just a fun aside, one of the rumors about OpenAI firing Sam Altman was, there's a lot of development in their new large language model named QStar. So your theme, your story, and your question were like uncannily in sync.
Even though they seemed like they were almost unrelated to each other. So
okay, Evelyn, thank you. I knew there was a hook. I had no idea. Let's move to our third question. The US ad market is what we're talking about. Our Daniel Konstantinovich writes that the US ad market grew just over 3% year on year in October, marking the fourth consecutive month of spending increases, according to the Standard Media Index ad market tracker. The ad market had seen negative monthly growth numbers for about a year up until this past July, and then they've been positive since then. Google is the largest digital ad player in the US, driving the market. Meta is second, Amazon third, Microsoft fourth. But which company is the fifth largest digital ad player in America? Which company is the fifth largest digital ad player in the US? Okay, Karina says Walmart, Evelyn says TikTok, and Yuri says TikTok. The correct answer is TikTok. TikTok is the correct answer. Approaching fourth place Microsoft by 2025.
Yeah, I thought Karina to your point, I definitely thought Walmart was up there, but I know it's much smaller than I think it is. It's just growing very quickly.
Yeah.
So I definitely understand where you were coming from there.
I don't know why I didn't think of TikTok. It's not my day.
I mean, it's only been a company for about 3 years, so I don't blame you. I was surprised to see it hanging out in fifth place. And like I said, yeah, approaching Microsoft's share by 2025. So in barely 2 years. So yeah, US ad spend, positive on the monthly side of things and positive on the quarterly side of things as well. Digital ad giants had a good Q3. Amazon grew ad revenue 26%. Meta was up 24%. Google's ad revenue was up nearly 10%. Spotify's ad-supported revenues grew 16%. Snap returned to growth with a 5% revenue gain. So some very promising signs, great growth from the digital ad players. And it's just a more promising backdrop in general, in the US at least. GDP grew 5% in Q3. That's double what it was in Q2. Q1 as well, I think, was the same as Q2. Unemployment has been below 4% since 2021, so that remains good. And inflation has calmed down. Even consumer sentiment, consumer confidence ticked up, according to University of Michigan's index in November. So, yeah, all pretty positive heading into Q4, which we're now in, and into the new year as well. All right, folks, one more question for this round. We're talking about X/Twitter's struggles. Lots of advertisers, Sony, Disney, Comcast, Warner Brothers Discovery, Walmart, Apple, IBM, etc., paused spending on X, formerly Twitter, at the start of the month after owner Elon Musk endorsed an anti-Semitic post and then told boycotting advertisers to go you-know-what themselves whilst on stage. The question is, which individual has the most followers on Twitter? Which individual has the most followers on Twitter, also known as X? Karina says Walmart.
No.
It's not me, just as a hint.
I don't think it is that. It's just the only thing that I can think of because I've read a story about it.
Yeah. Most of the people, they're not new celebrities. Let's just put it that way. So Paris Hilton, Karina, is not a bad guess. Evelyn says...
I want to... No, wait.
When you can't... No, you can't.
Dang it.
You can, but I'm going to take your original answer.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, if you want to type it out, you're welcome to.
Nah.
Barack Obama is what Evelyn put. And then the question mark. Yuri correctly says Elon Musk.
No way.
It's kind of a bit of a trick question because I said the answer in there, but it is Elon Musk.
That is wild.
Yeah, I think it's like 160 million odd. Second place is Obama. Obama's second. Yeah, Bieber is third.
Glad I didn't.
And then Cristiano Ronaldo is fourth. Rihanna is fifth. Then it goes Katy Perry, Taylor Swift, Narendra Modi, current Prime Minister of India, killing it on Twitter. Shout out. And then Donald Trump and then Gaga. So it's very kind
weird
of
mix.
Millennial list.
Honestly, I'm surprised though about Elon Musk being at the top of that list. There's got to be something going on.
I think
there.
He was before he bought the company as well.
If you control the algorithms, you too can. A lot of followers.
For just how much money did he buy it for? For just $44 billion, Evelyn, you could top the charts. All right,
chump change.
It's been a bizarre year for the company, but I do think it all boils down. I mean, everyone's pointing to Elon Musk in terms of, you know, why we are where we are with the company. I think it just boils down to, this is what happens when you answer to no one. So Musk took the company private. He's also the richest person on the planet, or at least he's one of it, kind of fluctuates, but let's just say he is, because he is out of today. He took the company private. Public companies have to answer to shareholders. And I just like, imagine if there was a CEO of like a public company who cut 3/4 of the company's staff in less than a year, endorsed hate speech, and then told their customers to go themselves. They'd probably be gone pretty quickly or be in a lot of hot water. If you own the company, you say what you want. And I think that I can't see this changing, I guess is my point. But we'll see as we enter 2024. That's all we've got time for the first round. Let's check the scores. And Evelyn and Yuri, 3 points apiece. Karina. Yeah, we're zero, yeah. Susie's going to be thrilled. Let's move to round two, where Karina can hopefully pick up some points and get off the board. Basically get a point, yeah. We move to spoil for multiple choice. So this is our second round, our multiple choice round, where we dig a little deeper into one of the topics from round one. Today, we're focusing this round on X/Twitter. 1 point for a right answer, 3 questions. Question one. X losing users. Alex Kantrowitz of Slate notes that X's usage continues to be top heavy, according to Apptopia, showing that power users, the top 10%, account for over 70%, 72% of all time spent on the app. 72% of all time spent on the app is from the top 10% of users. That's up slightly from October 2022. We estimate, here's the question, we estimate how many Americans will stop using the platform this year, in 2023? How many Americans will stop using Twitter or X in 2023?
What are our choices?
Well, yeah, you need to give us the options.
Oh, yeah, sorry. I always forget there's multiple choice. Choices are. I was just staring at me. 3 million, 5 million, or 7 million? How many Americans will stop using the platform next year? 3, 5, or 7 million? Karina says Paris Hilton. Karina says C, that's 7 million. Evelyn says B, that's 5 million. And Yuri says B, 5 million. The correct answer is A, 3 million. 3 million will leave this year. 5 million will leave next year, 2024. And interestingly, every age cohort is leaving, just at different speeds. So about 9 to 12% of all millennials, Gen Xers, and boomers will leave, and 2% of Gen Zers will be leaving this year, which totals up to 3 million folks. Some other sources agree with those declines as well, or our forecast of things going south. Sensor Tower says the X app is being downloaded less often than a year ago, estimating a 15% loss of monthly users. And Apptopia says the X app has lost approximately 13% of its app's daily active users since Mr. Musk bought them last year.
I still have my account, but I don't really engage with it very often anymore. Not that, that's really changed in the last year,
too.
But it's...
I'm exactly the same.
That, I think, is what happens first, right? We saw the same thing with Facebook. It wasn't like a bunch of people just ran away from the platform when they were seeing some of their declines some, I don't know, was it 5, 6 years ago? Especially from young people, it was usage. It was people that just using them less. So maybe you were using it every day before and then you started using it once a week. And then you were maybe using it once every 3 weeks. If you're a monthly user, you still get counted. And so I think that usage starts to change, time spent, how many times people are logging in before you start to see a significant drop off in actual users.
Yeah, I have an issue where I hate seeing the little notification bubble on the app. And so I will open the app just to get rid of the notification bubble. So I'm probably still counting in that figure, but maybe I should just bite the bullet and delete my account. I never use it anyways.
Some folks think the drop in users could also be down to a purge of bots and fake users.
Mm. Why?
So there is that, perhaps.
Like, what leads them to make that conclusion?
I think just because Mr. Musk said he wanted to focus on that. It was a big point of emphasis for him buying the company. We're going to focus on that and get rid of bots and fake users. There hasn't been any kind of official release of numbers from what I've seen saying we've done that, we've achieved that goal. Mm-hmm. Really just speculation.
Yeah, and it's not like he has shown an exorbitant amount of focus in other areas. So.
Right.
I think a lot of people have just stopped using it, to be honest.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like, yeah. Or people that were kind of fairly ambivalent about it have probably come off it now, meaning to come off.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yeah, those power users are definitely going to hold on. But some of those more passive folks are definitely tuning out. Let's move to our second question. Still talking about X and Twitter, but this time X making money. As I mentioned at a New York Times event on November 29th, Elon Musk was asked how he felt about firms pulling ads from Twitter in protest. He replied, quote, "If somebody's going to try to blackmail me with advertising, blackmail me with money, go expletive yourself," close quote. That's not ideal for a company that relies on advertisers for 90% of its money, at least for now. The question is, though, we estimate X's revenue to drop by what percent this year in the US? We estimate X's revenue to drop by what percent this year in the US? 45%, 55%, or 65%? 45, 55, or 65% drop in X's revenues. Wow, fast. Quick on the trigger here. Karina says 55. Evelyn says 55. And Yuri says 45. The correct answer is 55%. Karina and Evelyn, a point each for you.
Congratulations, Karina. Yay. That sounded mean, but I really did mean it.
No, no, you
did.
It sounded
a little bit mean, yeah.
Yay.
You're not
I just want to scream
rubbish
in your ears.
55% drop. They're all pretty bad drops, let's be frank, but 55% this year and then another 2% next year. So it's not like it's going to turn things around, at least according to what we forecast anytime soon. And I thought this is a good point from The Economist. Those big name advertisers, they do matter, particularly for Twitter. The Economist was pointing out in October of last year, 2022, when Mr. Musk bought Twitter, its top 100 clients accounted for 70%. Top 100 folks accounted for 70% of American ad sales. Sensor Tower says half of them have left. And The Economist article was suggesting that the aim is to replace the departing big advertisers with an army of little ones, and that X is said to be working on its ad tech for smaller firms, eyeing a Facebook-like long tail of clients so that those boycotts from the big players don't hit as hard. What do you guys think of revenue for X next year? Do you see things slowing down, turning around, or just continuing to hemorrhage?
I definitely see out of those options continuing to hemorrhage.
C is the correct answer we were looking for.
That is what I would place my bets on. It just doesn't seem like there is, I mean, the shift in strategy to look more like Meta's business model or client base is, I think, a smart one. It's worked for Meta, but I don't think that it's something that just building tech can do. I think there also has to be a solid end user base, like X users need to be really robust and thriving and the community needs to be there, and it's really not. So I'm not sure if just building out the technical components of the business will really entice smaller advertisers to put their comparably very valuable ad dollars, like their precious budget, into that platform. Mm-hmm. So
if I was a smaller advertiser looking to diversify away from Meta, I'd be going to TikTok, not X.
Mm. Yep.
Yeah, and I totally agree with both of you. And Musk is going to continue to put his foot in his mouth, which is going to drive bigger ones away. And in terms of the smaller ones, it's not really a proven platform for them. So and their user numbers are probably going down. So yeah, I'm with the other two.
All right, folks, final question of the round. Talking about X's alternative revenue streams. To try and combat this hemorrhaging of revenue from falling ad dollars, X is hoping its subscriptions business can make up really any amount of this shortfall. X Premium, its middle subscription offering, costs $8 a month. The cheaper basic is $3. But how much is Premium Plus? How much does Premium Plus cost? This is in US dollars. But Karina, to be fair and all-encompassing, I will take a pounds or a euro amount.
It's multiple choice, though.
It's multiple choice. Yeah, I'm going to read those out. One second.
Are you going to do the conversion to pounds?
Yeah, I've got the conversion for you. Yeah, exactly. $13, $16, or $19 a month. $13, $16, or $19. And I will take any currency. Not any currency. I'm not taking rupees, for crying out loud. I will take rupees, India. I'll do it for you. Karina says C, which is 19. Evelyn says A, and Yuri says 16. The correct answer is... Oh, actually, Karina, did you do it in regular... Yeah, you just put C. The correct answer is 16. $16. £13, €15.
Sorry, no, I meant that as in £19, so that's $16.
Okay, so nice try. Right. No. You put C, first of all. Nice try. Yuri is correct. $16 for Premium Plus. It's a tall order, isn't it?
Any of it is a tall order, yeah. I think.
Yeah. Yeah, the cheapest one's $3. All right, folks. That's what we've got time for our second round sport for multiple choice. Let's check in on those overall scores. So heading into the third and final round, Evelyn and Yuri out in front with 4 and Karina.
Can I just say in just my defense that this is just very US focused?
Don't do that.
I'm in the UK.
Unbelievable.
Just going to throw that in.
Moving on. all right, folks, let's move to our third and final round. It's closest wins. This is the round where the closest guess wins the most points. 3 questions. Closest guess for each round gets 3. Second closest gets 2. Furthest away from the right answer gets just the 1 point. And it's all to play for. Lots of points here, folks. So it technically, in theory, Karina can catch up, but also not really. But let's play anyway. So question 1. Talking about buying a car, so referring back to the stories from round one in this round, the first question being buying a car on Amazon. We're talking about auto and parts. So what share of the US auto and parts market will be online in 2027, according to our forecasting team? Today, for reference, it's 5%. What share of US auto and parts will be online in 2027 if today it is 5%? And I'll take answers in this round to the decimal. Karina says 7.5. Evelyn says 15.6. Whoa! And Yuri says 13.0. The correct answer is 6.4. Only 6.4. So Karina gets the most points. Yuri gets second most. Evelyn gets the third most, also known as 1 point. So yeah, just growing to 6.4. Now, that is like an $80 to $100 billion business. So it's a lot of dollars, but a small percentage. If you're looking at new auto, the new part of auto, not the old part or the resale, it's 7%. So that will be slightly higher by 2027. But just 6.4% for total auto in the US online. All right, folks, let's move to question two. Talking about AI again. Sam Altman and OpenAI is what we talked about in the first round. So we're talking about Gen AI users. What share of Americans will be Gen AI users in 2024? The definition, according to us, is internet users of any age who enter a prompt into a generative AI system via any device once a month. So what share of Americans will be Gen AI users in 2024? Okay. Karina says 22.7. Evelyn says everyone, basically 72.4. And Yuri says 29.0. Yuri has apparently worked on this forecast because it is indeed 29 on the nose. Wow. Karina really gets the second most, 22.7, and Evelyn gets 1 point with 72.4. It is lower. I would have guessed a lot more, to be fair.
No, Evelyn, as well.
Yeah. I just feel like there's going to be, in 2024, and this is by the end of the year, I mean, that I don't want to disagree with our forecasters, but the number of times.
Do you hear that forecast?
Just in jobs and how the next, like, it's, we've already had a year of incubation where folks are trying to figure out where in workflows, I'm thinking mostly in as business applications are concerned. There's just, by the end of next year.
But if you're thinking of the whole population of America, how many people are working in roles that are going to require them to experiment with Gen AI? It's probably relatively small, right?
Yeah, there were a fair few people, I think, according to some Pew research I was looking at, that hadn't heard of it before. So there are still folks who haven't heard of this. Now, to be fair, Evelyn, 29% is 100 million Americans. So it does feel like it's getting up there in terms of usage. If you look at by generation, nearly half of Gen Z and millennials will use it. So that's, again, getting close to tipping the scales there. Just 30% of Gen X and 15% of boomers. But
I still think that one's right. It probably does undershoot it a little bit.
Yeah.
Probably not by 72.4%, though.
Not quite that much. But given we keep getting new iterations of this, it seems every day. And so, you know, who knows what happens when we get 4.5 for ChatGPT 4.5 or GPT 4.5, 5 next year, potentially from OpenAI, as well as plenty of other developments as well. So we could significantly upgrade this forecast very, very shortly. In the meantime, forecasting team, you got it spot on. Don't listen to them, okay? Don't listen to Evelyn. All right, folks, let's move to the final question of the round, of the game, of the year. We're checking on those scores to build some suspense. How are we doing?
I have plummeted. Oh. I can tell you that.
I'm not going to mention the scores because it's a bit of a giveaway. So let's just move straight to the final question. The US ad market is what we're talking about. Total growth. To the decimal, again, how much do we expect the US ad market to grow next year? For context, this year was 4.8%. To the decimal, how much do we expect the US ad market to grow next year? This year was 4.8%.
I can't remember.
Evelyn says 72.4%. It's too much, Evelyn. It's too much. Okay. Karina says 7.8. Evelyn says 8.2. Yuri says 8.7. The correct answer is I wasn't even doing that for suspense. I'm just trying to find the rounds. 10.2. The Great Dance was 10.2. So Yuri gets 3 points. Evelyn gets 2. And Karina gets 1. It's, 10.2. Double what we're expecting for 2023. So 2024, double the growth of this year, 10.2%. A lot of events to help that bump. The US presidential election, the Paris Olympics, the Men's Euro Cup. So, that's a big reason that you're seeing that bump. This number is just startling, though, speaking about the US ad market. 78% of the pie is digital.
Yeah, it really shot up there.
And growing.
Years, yeah.
It did indeed. The year before the pandemic, so 2019, I know it technically started at the end of 2019, but 2019, digital had a 55% share of the total US ad pie. Today, or next year, 78%. And then continuing to grow, 84% by 2027, just swallowing it whole. All right, folks, that is the end of the round of the game. Let's count those scores.
We all know who won.
Yeah.
Yeah, we do know who won.
We knew who was going to win before it even began.
Is this game's, this year's, this quiz's winner. Congratulations to Yuri. I couldn't even build any suspense. In third place, though, if you're wondering, Karina, you also sometimes they refer to it as last.
I got some points, though. I feel like I kind
you did get some points.
Managed to
in last place
a
with
bit.
Some points. It's Karina and the retail team. I wonder how soon you're going to hear from Susie.
I've already let her know.
Oh, you have?
I'd like to say in my defense that A, I'm British, and B, there weren't many retail questions in there.
British working for
retail.
An American company. Were there not any British questions in there?
No.
I think there were. Let me check. I think there's 4 of them, so...
You definitely did favor me with some of those topics, I have to say.
It was a lot of
tech. No, Yuri, don't give them any ammunition. It's legitimate. It's real. It's half real. Congratulations to Evelyn. She got 2nd place with 8 points, Yuri with 12. So overall, Karina and the retail team take the bronze medal.
Yay.
Congratulations to them. Very, very close. Also, a big congratulations to Evelyn. She takes the silver for her digital advertising and media desk.
I'll take it. Woo.
And of course, a huge congratulations to Yuri taking home the gold, taking home a gift card for each of the team members on social and tech. And of course, the Victoria Cup.
That's very well.
Very, very honored. Very, very.
Well deserved, Yuri.
Yeah. Yuri, you've been standing out from the crowd every episode you've been on. So congratulations.
Well done.
Except for the last one where I sort of fell on my face and then was
really flew too energy. Close to the sun.
Yeah, it was tough. That was a tough one for you. But you redeemed yourself and congratulations to you, to Social and Tech team. You guys are the winners of the quiz. For the other teams, you of course don't leave empty handed.
Oh, really? I really thought we did.
I'm kidding, you do.
No, we do. Yeah.
Yeah. That's all we've got time for this episode.
Wow.
Congratulations to everyone. Thank you so much to my guests for hanging out today. Big thank you to Karina.
Thanks, Marcus. It's been fun.
Has it? Thank you to Evelyn.
Thanks, Marcus. I had a good time.
And thank you to Yuri.
Thank you. It was fun.
Well done,
today's
Yuri.
Winner. Congratulations to Social and Tech for taking home the Victoria Cup and winning the Great Big Advertising, Media and Retail Quiz of the Year. That's all we've got for you for quizzes for the year, probably for next year as well. They're hard to put together. Thank you to Victoria, who edits the show, James, who copy edits it, Stuart, who runs the team, Sophie, who posts on social media, and thanks to everyone for listening. We hope to see you tomorrow for the last episode of the year, the Behind the Numbers Weekly Listen, an eMarketer podcast made possible by Affinity Solutions.